Okay, okay. Let's, I think I finished up, but I pointed out that there's no Mises Bezdin. They have to be called Mizbeach, whatever. So therefore, Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash, there's no Mises Bezdin. Correct? Okay. Now, the Adua Gam came. Now here we're just going almost to, we're going to a world of let's say the eschatological era, the time of Moshe Mashiach, and trying to understand what's happening and trying to connect all the dots. So here you'll see the Ram's view about a lot of different things, and you might see that he saves himself in different places. So this is like a very different topic than we normally have in Minyan HaMitzvos. And I'm not sure if I'll finish this tonight. And if I don't, we can spill over to next week. And then you decide I still didn't talk about the issue about Mefurish Bakosa, which I come back. You want me to come back to that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's start slowly. So just look at this. V'yadua gam kein shehanevua v'hamelucha, okay? This basically the strict translation of this Arabic word is shultan. It basically it's okay. That's what he probably says, right? Shultan. Okay, but it refers to melucha, and I think that's probably a better translation to convey the idea that the Rama wanted. The adua gam kein shanavua. I will go one at a time. Just let me read it, and then we'll try to understand it. Shanavua v'hamelucha kvar nistalku. See, once he started with this and deciding when mitzvahs on noeg and not noeg, basically hakdoma to you can be collecting mitzvahs only they gave his manazeh. And mitzvah of not noshim achayim, whatever you want, okay, which is really out of the purview of minyan mitzvahs. So once he does that, it opens up the opportunity to do this, which is amazing, okay. V'yadua gam kein shanavua v'amelucha kvar nistalku mimenu, okay. It means some klal yisrael. There's no nevuah melucha ad shenosir min avoinis. The Rambam gives you a timetable and. Sha'anachdu machzikim behem. If we wouldn't be machzik behem, the world would be different. The present world situation is only because we are not, we don't give up the aveir shemachzikim behem, okay? So if we would do that, v'yichapilonu v'yirachameinu. Okay? Okay, and then he says, "Kvar yoshik k'moshik yodanu v'yarzirei mlonu." Okay, is that the translation of "k'moshik yodanu"? What is he right there?
Tichanu.
Okay, that's probably much better. Yeah, yadnu. Oh, yadnu is iftichanu. Sorry, right? I didn't read it right. K'moshik yadnu v'yarzir. K'moshik yadnu. V'yachzirim lonu?
V'yachziran, same thing.
V'yachzirim lonu.
He doesn't say lonu.
Kmo, it's very strange. V'yachzirim, it says, okay, v'yachzirim lonu. Kmo she'adnu, that he she'hiftichonu, okay, yadnu, v'yachzirim lonu. Kmo she'oma, b'chazoros nevua, v'ho ya'achrei chen, eshpoch es ruchi al kol boso, v'nibu b'neichem b'noiseichem. Okay. I don't know why that's two things. Hamelach v'hamemshola. Okay. Byomu oki mesukas dover and the fellas v'gadatis pitzayim v'asiyosiv v'havisosov okim uvonisiho kimeolam. Okay. So now we'll get started. It seems almost like homiletics going on here, but he does amazing things, okay? This is the text, okay? No, you have something, haven't you? This one was in front of me. So this is what I tried to do. First of all, the Rambam is saying over Moba Basra, in Shanavua Kvan Nistalek Mimeno, that's not Loba Shemayim he. The Moba Basra B'yechanon, Yudbeis M'beis, Miyom Shechol Beis HaMikdosh, Nitla Nivua Min HaNevim. Okay? That's no problem, correct? The first statement is a clear statement based on Chazal, correct? Okay. Next. So here, when we say Amamluch, we spoke about Kva Nistalku Mimenu, Ad Shenosim Avonish Anachnu Machzikim Bohem. So here, Kapach translated Umamchichim Bohem. Okay, which a priori sounds like a better translation. Only machzik, you know, we're continuing. Okay, Beseda? Okay. Now, here, then he says, okay, so the kitzi is, it's only because we're machzik b'hem that this state of siluk shchina, okay, is maintained, correct? That's what he says. Okay. See here, he's referring to the Rambam in Perek Hei V'chus Tanias Halach Aleph. Yesh shom yomim shekho yisrael mis'anin bohem, b'ipen atzores, she'iru bohem, kedei lo'ira alavovos leftoch dach ke'atshuva, v'yeze zikoron lema'aseinu aroyim, Umaisenu shahoye kemaasenu ato achego melohem velonu. The same idea. Mamshichem behem. It's the same averis. It's the same thing. Just the doors change, but nothing changes. Okay. Oisen atzoris. So the tzoris, the chubon, the klola continues because we are machzikin bechet avosenu. That's what he says. And that's what the Rambam says there, and that's what he says here. Okay, correct. Now, then he says, V'yichapelonu v'yirachameinu. Okay? So it means that Chazoris HaNevuah Mamelucha is only derech tshuva vida. There's kapora. So what's the kapora? That's what Rambam says. Darkei v'torech darkei tshuva. Correct? And it's not only do tshuva, but there's kapora, correct? Okay, there's kapora, okay? That's the Ram says in continuing in Perek Hei Vilchos Tanyos, Shebezichroin dvorim elu noshuv lehetiv, shneema vizvadu es avoyinam ves avoyin avoysam. So he says that is the way to do it. So he's talking about tshuva and vidui. Okay? And through the tshuva and vidui, there's kapora. But then he does an amazing thing, which I'm not even going to talk about. So I would have said, that's enough. But the Ram says an amazing thing. That even after the tshuva and the kapora, you need a separate midas harachmim in order to end the goals. Just keep on with what he said in the words. V'yirachameinu. Correct? Okay, I didn't say anything, but you know, it's a very important thing. Because you would have said, you know, it's... Okay, correct? Okay. Probably I'll look into this more if I have time, Blineda, but this is okay. Kmo Sha'adnu or Kmo Shiftichonu Vyachzirom Vyachzirom Lon Vyachzirom Kmo Sha'om Bechazos HaNevuah. Okay. Chazos HaNevuah. So let's start slowly. So this posik, it says Chazos HaNevuah. So if I ask you, this posik talking about Nevuah or something else? So We're talking about the four, right? But it's not clear the Rambam interprets like that. So fine. No, it could be here he does, but it's not clear that the Rambam always interprets the pasuk this way, because I'll show you another place that the Rambam interprets the pasuk in a completely different way. Okay? See, here he's presenting that this pasuk is talking about Nevuah. Correct? Because it says, Eshboich es ruchi. Okay. Derech agav, I did a search and I looked around. You never find the word ruach, ruchi, at least in the Rambam's frame of reference by Nevuah. You find ruach Hashem and ruach. You find Rambam has just for edification. Rambam in the Vuchim in Chelik Beis Perik Memhei. I think it's Memhei. He has 9 dargis of Nevuah, 9 levels. Okay, whatever. The first level he calls Ruach Hashem, and Ruach Hashem, he says, is an uncontrollable urge for social justice. Okay? And he says that urge and that in being enveloped with Ruach Hashem is what enveloped Moshe Rabbeinu who is Maki the Mitzri and did not leave him Ad Yoy Moshe. And he says all the 14 Shaftim you'll find that Ruach Hashem. And Ruach Rav Loshes Amos Eloish Shalish, that's also the Ruach Hashem. Okay? All this is Ruach Hashem. This Shimshon HaGibor, the desire, the urge for social justice, does is thus. Okay? Then he has another time, Ruach. He talks about Ruach HaKodesh. And you have to stand, the Ram does an amazing thing. Eldor Umeidod, Misnabim Bamachne, Ruach, that the Ruach will fall on them. So, you know, Derech Agav, and this is just out of the purview we want to talk about, I was always bothered because the Pashas, he was showing him, they learned that Eldor Umeidod was Nevi'im. And the Ram goes out of his way in the Meirah to say Eldor Umeidod was only Ruach HaKodesh. So I'm not sure, I always thought that the Diyuk in the Rambam was in the word Misnabim. And he has a discussion about this in Perek Zayin, that he says the Bnei and Nevi'im Misnabim. They're trying, they're in the state of Ruach HaKodesh, and they're trying to get Nevuah. So it says Eldor made the Misnabim. So Rambam learned from that they didn't have Nevuah. But on the other hand, after I was doing this work on Ruach, and there it says Ruach by them, I didn't find the word Ruach ever by Nevuah, so I'm not sure anymore, okay? But on the other hand, here it says, V'hoi achre kein eshpoich es ruchi al kol bosa. Okay? V'nibu b'neichem v'neisechem. Okay? See, here it becomes very interesting then. In contrast to everything I said, okay? Now, okay. Here, let me start like this. Let me read the Rambam in the Vuchim, another Rambam. Okay. And tell me what you think, okay? But it's clear we're talking about real Nevuah over here, because if we weren't, the whole discussion over here about coming back Nevuah in Minyan HaMitzvahs don't make no sense, excuse the double negative, okay? Correct? And, okay? On the other hand, okay, we'll see. Okay, we'll see. Okay, we'll see. So, listen to this. Moin Nevuchim. Chelik Beis Perek Lamed. Chelik Beis Perek Lamed Beis. V'lo Yitacho Gam Kein. Ma Shebo B'Yehudim B'Omroi Eshbrich Ruchi Al Kor Boso V'Nibu B'Neich Seichem B'Neichem B'Neich Seichem. So he's referring to this pasuk, correct? This, you know, that's correct? Okay. And to tell you what the backdrop is, okay? The backdrop here is a very interesting backdrop. The backdrop is that the same way we know that there are laws of nature, okay, which can't be broken, okay. After Shasin Rei Breishis, there's the laws of nature, okay. There's not only laws of nature, there's metaphysical laws, okay. And one of the metaphysical laws, okay, is what the Rambam defines at the beginning of Perek Zayin of Hilchos Sodei Torah, that a person who doesn't have the Milas Hamidas, it's impossible to imagine that he should have Ruach HaKodesh. Okay? And therefore, the Rambam does an amazing thing, because we always, at least I as a child, I know, I don't know, it's just whatever, I got to the point of hearing the story of the Har Sinai and the Aseres HaDibrois, okay? Was that a prophetic experience? Okay? Here you have a problem. Because according to the laws of the metaphysical laws, not everyone in Klal Yisrael, you should understand, was in the Ma'il Nevuah. Okay? You know, that's the reason if you look at the Rambam, I'm not sure if it's the end of Perek Mem Gimel in Chelik Beis. I think it's the end of Perek Mem Gimel. So he says that, you know, when Hogus or the Malach or Eishes Menoch saw the Malach, you should understand that it's only Basco, because they didn't, they were not on the level to have Nevuah or Huachay, whatever it is. So, you know, it's an impossibility. So he redefines and he says, Yosef also, when he saw the Ish, okay, was also Ruach HaKodesh. Not Ruach HaKodesh, it was Basco. Okay. So now you have a problem here. Because the Ram here, at least the way it's going in Sefer Mitzvahs, is saying that every child, all your boys, all your children, will have Nevuah. And the next pasuk goes even further. It says, by Avodim v'shvachos. Okay? So here, you're basically breaking every law that the Rambam says. And he says, therefore, that the Aseres HaDibrois were not a prophetic experience. Everyone heard the first two Dibrois. So the Rambam says, that's not the pshat. If you look at the Torah, it says Kol Dvorim. It doesn't say they heard Dvorim. They only heard the Kol. The Rambam is the Kasha. But it says that they heard the first two Dibrois. So Ram says, no, that's not true. The first two Dibrois, in fact, I point this out in Sherish Gimel, the Rambani is the Kasha, the Rambam. How could the Ram say that the second Dibur, there's four mitzvahs, different pesel, this all, those ishtachvel, this of them, there's five mitzvahs in the first two Dibrois. And the Gemara Maki said they heard the first two Dibrois and they only got two. So how does five become two? That's the Kasha Ramban. See, it's no Kasha. They didn't hear anything. They understood things from the Kol Dvorim. And you can only understand something if the Tzivui itself is an issue of understanding. And there's a very big difference between Anoichi and Lo Yiyeh, which a question Leida, which is a question of Yediyah, and the Rambam has four categories of mitzvahs in the beginning of Sherish Tes, and there's a category of Deis, Pulois, Midois, and Amira. Okay, so I ask in the first two Dibrois. The first dibur of Onoich Hashem Elokecho, Mitzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Lo Yiyeh Elohim Achirim Alponai, that's the idea. When you talk about Lo Sishtachav Lo Sovim and Asiyas Pesel, that's a pula. So in the Kol Dvorim, they heard absolutely nothing. They heard a kol, but they had no clue what was going on. So that's the Rambam says. That's what they understood. But the important things for us is that the Chukei of the chukim of Nevuah were not violated in Matan Torah. So the Rambam then is tries in Nevuchim to deal with this pasuk. He says, so what's going on? Okay. You got the backdrop of everything. But before you get the backdrop, you understand yourself. It's very clear over here that this is Nevuah. Because this is not Nevuah. The Ram don't make no sense. Excuse, again, the double negative, but just for emphasis. Correct? So let's see what he does. Correct? So this, you know, this is amazingly interesting. You look over here like nothing, you know, nothing is here, but everything is here. Okay, now, next. V'lo yitacho gam kein mashebo b'yehudim b'omroi eshpich ruchi al kol boso v'nibu b'neichem v'noiseichem ki kva pirish ze v'higid mati hanavu v'oma zikeneichem chaloimois yechlomu. Stop dreams. Bachurechem chizyonis yiru. So I would have said, okay. So I would have said, okay, that the chaloim, you understand, I would have said there are two types of nevuah, okay? As the pasuk says in Parshas Bolok. By Miriam at the end of Baal Yisro. No, I mean yes, at the end of Baal Yisro, where it says kilu what's it there? B'mare elov es vado b'chaloyim adar b'boy. There's a mare and there's a chaloyim. Okay. There's a ria, a mare. And a chaloyim. Dibur, you can only have dibur and interchange in a chaloyim. And the Ram says, the only time you can interchange a dibur in a mare and actually see something and have a discussion can only be the highest dag of nevuah. And that's what Avram reached at the time of Akeda. That's the ninth dag. Okay, the Ram has a long discussion. He goes through dagas and nevuah, chaloyim and mare. And Moshe Rabbeinu is different. The Ram learned that in the Bamare Elov as Vada, Bachaloyim Adaba boy, oh, the two different schepses on the war. Okay. And it comes here, the Ram says, no! If it's talking about Mare and Marze, okay, so it's not a bluff. It's not real. It's a demon. V'yom is the Kenechem, Chaloyim is Yechlumu, Bachurechem, Chezioines Yiro. Okay. So, you know. I asked myself, what's Eshbechuch Aleichem and how that expresses itself? I can't say that I understand it well. And then he continues, Ki kol magid bo'ilom mitzad ha-kesem u mitzad ha-meshayir u mitzad machshov tzedekes hu gam kein yikonovi. Anyone who's able to, whether they're clairvoyant, or they have a good tekapa. I remember, Gershon Zichzad Levrocha used to say once. He said that my father, Chaim Mendel Zichzad Levrocha, once went over to Chofetz Chaim, and he said to him, and I'll say it over in Yiddish, and I'll translate it. Schwer, the Welt zogt auf euch, as ihr hat Ruach HaKodesh. So he said, for my father-in-law, Chofetz Chaim, the world says on you that you have Ruach HaKodesh. So the Chofetz Chaim said, Nein, the Eibishtot mir bashaf mit the gleiche kop. They were brothers in creating with a straight head. So this is what he means over here, just to, this is the that line that he says over here. Amitzad machshov tzedekes. Okay? Hugam ken yikonovi, luze yiku'u nevi habal, u nevi ashele nevim. Okay? So, this is so... We understand that it's such a different... It's the same pasuk, the same person. Say, anyone's going to try to say this and this is the same, I don't know. I think has to be, committed, I think. I don't know. Halo tire. Omro yisala ki yoku bekir b'cho novi o chaleim chaleim. Okay. V'omno, oh, so, So she says, Cholem Chalom, a Novi, he says, that Novi, you're not talking about, you know, I always learned maybe you need a Gavra Novi who just gets off the derech. He says, no, that anyone that's trying to predict the future can call a Novi, and that's what it is. That's the pshat in the pasuk. Okay? That's our statement, Rava. The Omna, Maimon Har Sinai, the Afapi Shoyu Roy and Kulam, Hoesha Gedoyla, Vishoyu Makrilis, and the Roys, Hamafchidis, Altsara Pele, Loigila Madregas and the Vua, Elo Royolo, the Amadregas Kamke, Alo Tira Omroy, Ale Hashem, Ataviao, Nodravio, who are Rashom Madrega Yaina, Koshom and Diga, Shmoisha the Vada Hashem, the Aaron Lamatami men, with the Ravil Matami Aaron, the Shivan the Cain of Machule. Okay. So this is it. So then there's an amazing thing happening over here. So it comes out that the Rambam over here, see, we have no clue. Okay. See, it's not really fair. We don't know what exactly happened over here. And I'll explain to you what I mean. We don't know what the Rambam's opinion was about Maimon Har Sinai at a time prior to Moreh Nevuchim. Okay? Because, let me just set the stage for you. If you're up with Mishneh Torah, I think it's Perek Tes. Maybe I'm wrong. It's something like that. Maybe Perek Ches, something. No. In Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, when the Rambam talks about the Amitas of Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu and how we know about it because Einayim Ro, B'leizan, Ozneinu Shomu, V'loyache, okay? And he says, what did they hear? Meshe, meshe. Lech emor lehem kach v'kach. Zeh shteh Rambam. So the question is, what exactly happened over here? And I was always perplexed. How does this fit with what he says in the Moira? Because in the Moira, they couldn't hear anything. They only understood. Okay. So I only ask myself now, you know, now in retrospect, it's very clear that at the time when he wrote Sefer Mitzvahs, he might not have been of the opinion, or he clearly wasn't of the opinion that he was in Moreh Nevuchim. Okay, you can say you have two options. Okay, you can say that even though the Gemara says Ein Bein Lo Lamazel Lamosu Mashiach Alshiva Malchus Bovad, but the Chukei Al Teva can be dismantled and disbanded. Okay. You know, I don't find that very exciting, okay? Or you can say, Lloyd Vormirillum. And maybe the same way others say that they heard Nevu and Har Sinai, the Ram also said like that, and they heard it. And only in the Meira he makes the change. You have two things over here. You see, it's just one line, Moshe, Moshe, Lechem, Olehem. You know, but it's a very odd line, okay? You see, if you didn't know the Meira, the line doesn't mean anything, you know. Why not? Okay? But after the Meira, the line is a very difficult line. But if you take that line together with what he has over here, it becomes absolutely, you know. Then you ask yourself, when did the Ram change his mind, and what was development, what was the thought processes of what's happening over here? Okay, so this is a very important thing over here. So here, Ki'ilu, what you're looking at, like nothing happened, okay? But the Meir is the Chameza, the Eshbach, Echluchi Aleim, Chizyonis, and Chaloimis, compared to the Viyabal, and Machshav and Tzedekis, I just, you know, it's beyond my Kesem and this. Okay? So now we can continue. So, Ila Bos Mishul Zeh, I'm sorry, I apologize. I understand you were not expecting this, okay? But I hope you'll be able to say that everything I said, I think, is mucha. You know, I didn't say anything. I just presented what's there. I might have put it together very nicely, but I didn't say anything. It might be nice chat in the Ram, how we learn answer the Ramban's kasha about the five mitzvahs, okay? But the etzem idea, I didn't say anything. But putting all this together is an amazing thing. I didn't see anyone discussing how this fits together with that, but okay. Now, before we get to that, okay, let's go slowly now. Let's. I'm slow. Okay, what's that? Just the, just the idea, I'm not sure how important this is, now we have to decide, okay? This pasuk, V'hoi achrei chen, is also quoted in Medrash Rabbah, in Dvorim Rabbah, in Pash Kiseitze, Pash Kiseitze, a Pash Yavov, Simon Yudalit, Avul Osid Lovoi, Shani Oike, Yetzahor, Mibinechem, Shenema, Vasiroisi es levo even mibsalchem, ani machse shchinosi beinechem. Minayin, shenemo, vohoyo achrechein, eshpoich es ruchi al kol boso. Okay. So, you know, it is clear that there's Hachzoros HaShechina over here, okay? Whether they get Nevuah, but why are we telling about, you know, that this, I just don't get this, okay? What I don't get in Rambam the Meira is, I understand the, you know, the Rambam, there's one thing to think about, I'm not getting involved in his brilliant organization and the way he was able to put Torah together and everything, you know, and the way he was able to write, you know. It's amazing, okay? But the Rambam had an idea, and he felt it was true, the world can be turned upside down, inside down, it didn't make a difference, okay? So what's happening over here, and on one hand, it's a Gimri Shechina, and the Rabbanu should be Sheref Ruach, okay? And all they end up getting is something similar to what he compares in the Nevi'a Baal, you know, it's just like offhand, incredulous, okay? Okay, now let's go on. Okay, say that.
Okay. You have the midos necessary for Nebuah. Maybe it's...
I'm not sure, you know something? I have no clue what the relationship between Midas and Yetzer Hara is, okay? Because when Ram talks about people being born, I just... See, it's not. You know, what can I tell you? I just don't get it, okay? No, I understand. You're equating the two, but I'm not sure it's correct. Okay. Okay. Let's go on. Okay. Next. Now, next. The Oma. So now we got Nevuah back. Okay. The Omer. The Omer. Okay. The Omer b'chazoros hamelech b'mshola b'yom ha'hu okim es sukas dover anofelas. Okay, so let's see. Vigodatis Pirtsev Vasyosiv Varisosov Okim Ubunesia Kime Olam. Okay. So let's just see something over here. Okay. Like this. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Moses and Hedrin, Sadi Vovam with Bays. Omale Rav Nachmon Rav Yitzchok, Mi Shmi Alocho, Amosai Osi Barnafle. Okay, whoever that is. Okay, we'll see what that is soon. Mishmile. So he says, Omale Man Barnafle. See, question, you know, before you gotta answer this question, who is this? Who is this? Man Barnafle, Omale Moshiach. Mashiach Barnafle Korisle? That's a very reasonable question. Okay. Omale in Tichsiv Bayom Hahu Okim Esukas Dover Hanufelas. Hanufelas. See, he's a Barnafle, and that's why we call him Barnafle. Okay, so that's the Gemara. So the Ram did not do something, you know. The Ram's A-okay. Use the Gemara. The Gemara says the Mashiach, and that's what we're talking about. That's what he's quoting it for, correct? So good. So what's Bayom Ahu? This day. So the Mitzvah David in Amos says, Bayom Ahu, Kashe Yitamu Hapoishim. Kashe Yitamu Hapoishim. So that means what's Hapoishim? Who are the Poishim? It's not talking about there was Tshuva here, correct? We don't know about anything about Tshuva, do we? It just says, the Pasuk says in Pasuk Yud, Becherv Yomusu Kol Chatei Ami Hoamuim Hoimim Loisagish V'saktim Badeinu Horo'o. So it means the way that the Poshim are going to be thing is they're all going to be killed out. So you just left with the Tzaddikim. So the whole, what we were projecting before, of Vidui and Tshuva and whatever it is, what the Ram projects, so I guess there might be two ways. It's a very different discussion of what's going on. Okay. So that's the Mitzudas. So, L'cheira, then, Bias HaMashiach, in Pshuta Shomika over there, has nothing to do with tshuva, it's just that it's just hashmada sachet, correct? How, and there's nothing in, unless that's what Rama means over and puts together, that's a shot in the pasuk. How that happens, I don't know. Okay. However, the Rama Pirush Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel, he says like this. He says, Vani Sovu, says in Hedrin Toshuv, Lifnei Hisgalus HaMashiach. Okay. Vizei Yeh Misimonov. Oma Vrashiva Shev Taich Kavrishayna. Vyoatzaich Kivatchila. Vyachrechein Yikul Lacho Ir Hatzedek. So what's this Ir Hatzedek? V'zei yiyeh, the Ram says, b'li sofek, kashe yachshir Hashem, libois b'nei odom, v'yil b'maase hatev, v'tegado tshukosam Hashem, ulusoy rosoy, v'yisrabe yosho, lifnei bo hamoshiach. Kemoshen is boye b'psuki hamikra. So this is what he's presenting over here. It's difficult for me to understand how that fits into Bayomahu with the pasuk before, okay? But the Ram clearly does the same thing by Melech HaMashiach. But then clearly what he's doing is he's telling you that the Chazor B'Tshuva kilu was a simon for Mashiach. And then you would take this whole Rambam very seriously over here, because with tshuva, then there's going to be Gula and Shalom HaYisrael. So the question, can the Mashiach come like out of nowhere without tshuva? You know, L'chari would have said no. The problem is, you don't get the impression like that, the Rambam Hilchos Melachim, that the Mashiach just can, you know, if he's Matzliach, then, you know, it is what it is. Okay. The Ram in Hilchos Melachim per Gir Aleph Halacha Dalad. Vim Yavon Melech mi Beis David, Hoige Beseiro, Vi Eisig Be Mitzis, Ki David Oviv. The eldest, you know, the Kfi Teir Shebiksav Ushabal Peh. V'yokuf, he's very careful. It has to be Torah Shabbosav and Torah Shabbosav. You know, whether you're Matzliach, it's not Torah, but that doesn't make it. V'yokuf, call Yisrael, Leilich bo, ulechazek bitko. Chazek bedaka, I'm not sure. Ulechazek bedaka, I'm not sure what it is. Okay, maybe it's a dak, okay. V'yilcha milchos Hashem, ha'izeh b'cheskas shehu Moshiach. Im oso v'itzliach, V'nitzach kol umoy sesviva, ubon lebeis mikdash b'mekoymoy, v'kovetz nitche Yisrael, ha'izeh Moshiach b'vaday. So before, when he's Yilchos Hashem, and he starts off, then it's b'cheskes Moshiach. And if he finishes, and he does the whole thing, then he's vaday Moshiach. So, l'cheira, what happens is, even though there is a Kabbalah of Simonim Mabirsa Mashiach, it's not Likuva. So we have to understand exactly how this works, but it's very, very odd. But whether this is a steal or not, you know, you can doubt about it, you know. It looks pretty, not great, but okay. But the end doesn't look good in Mishnah Torah, over here. Because the question is, can you have a Melech mi Beis David and not being Mashiach? You can't. Because the Rambam over here is defining the mitzvahs that are okay to Melech with the Mashiach, correct? So to have such an option just doesn't exist. Correct? Is that fair? Okay. Now, so it means Okim Sukas Dabo Nufeles is a stira to any other melech coming before the melech HaMashiach. And therefore, HaKomas Sukas Dabo Nufeles is Bias HaMashiach. And that's Chazoras HaMelech VaMelucha, correct? But in Hilchos Melochim, he's ready to accept something else. Vim Yavo Melech mi beis David hoige b'seira v'oisek b'mitzvois ki David oviv k'fi teresh shebiksav u'shabal peh v'yokov ko Yisrael leilich bo u'lechazek b'dakov. That's the okay. Im also vitzliach v'nitzach kol umos viva bore beis hamikdash makoyma kovitz nitcha Yisrael. How is it Mashiach vaday? That we know already. Okay. Now let's continue. V'im lo itzliach ad ko. Oh, he doesn't get to the point of bore beis hamikdash. O neherag b'yedua she'enu zeh she'efticha olav teira. Okay. So any she'efticha teira, so therefore what? So I would have said Mashiach HaShekech, right? Correct? The Ram doesn't say like that. The Ram says, V'ayhu kechol malchei beis David ha'shlemim ha'ksheirim she'meisu. So it means the Ram is ready to accept that this Malchus based David without the Mashiach. I'm not talking about Kolchma. The Ram says Dimoy. The Ram only talks about Dimoy, the God of Israel, Shu Mashiach. But it doesn't say.
It can't be Dimoy if it wasn't
Ben David. I don't know anything. I have to look at the Ram is only talking about the Mashiach aspect over there, but it's not talking about this aspect. Could be yes, could be no. I have no clue about it, okay? But I do know that this possibility and the words of the Ram over here don't go together. Okay? So I'm sorry that I'm confusing you again and again and again, but you know, I'm just trying to show that the Rambam was not 100% clear about this. Not 100% clear, but has been shifting his positions over the years about these issues. Okay.
There were a lot of years between these. Years.
I'm just saying, the Rambam was not in cement, was constantly creative and constantly thinking, okay, and ready to change his mind. Okay. Now, next. Now he goes on to say the call. I'm just letting you know. V'yadua. I'm sorry, I worked with that further, but you know, I don't think it could have gone faster. This mamish amazing things going on. V'yadua. Sh'amilchama. V'kibush ha'rotzeis. Lo yiye ela b'melech. U'batzah Sanhedrin. Ha'gdeila. Sanhedrin gdeila. V'kayin godo. Kimo or kimoi sheomo v'lifnei eloza kohen yamud. So you need melech atzas Sanhedrin and kohen gadol because of uvim tumim. Okay. So I'm not sure. Okay, we have to know what he's talking about nevuah before, so we understand melech. He says, Melech is not going to come back, okay? And Nevuah is not going to come. He starts with Nevuah and Melech, okay? L'cheira, this is an introduction to the next thing, right? So since Milchoma and Kibush HaRotzos depend upon Melech,
So I have to tell you they're not noig bisman is there, b'fishlo, because there's no melech, correct? And I assume that in no novi, hello, also assumes that the alos are clean. And betumim is a type of nevuah, which we'll see. Okay, say that's what he's doing. Okay, that's why. Otherwise, this next sentence doesn't follow to the sentence before. Correct? Okay. Okay. So let's do one thing at a time. So kibush alotzes is a very, very confusing thing. And I'll tell you why. Because the Rambam's interest over here is an interest in minyan mitzvahs, correct? And he wants to know which mitzvahs are not noig bizman hazeh and what they depend upon, or which mitzvahs depend on that chayv and noshim. He goes through all the different options of when mitzvahs, correct? So is there a mitzvah of kibush arotzeis? He talks about mechomo, shel mechomo v'kibush arotzeis. So maybe kibush arotzeis is the same as mechomo, it's something else. You know, what mitzvah is he talking about? Is a mitzvah of kibush arotzeis? Mina mitzvah. Okay. So what's kibush arotzeis, l'cheira? What's kibush arotzeis l'chayra? The whole kibush arotzeis is a din miyuchad in kedusha eretz Yisrael. We talk about kibush rabim. That's what kibush arotzeis is, correct? It's not anything to do with mitzvah melchama. It's a question of how eretz Yisrael is a skadish. There's a kiddush of kibush arotzeis. Okay? That's fair. That's the Rambam Shumos, Perek Avloch Beis V'Gimel. Hilchos Melachim, Perek Heiloch Avov. But there's no mitzvah miyuchedah shekibas arotzeis. If you talk about Eretz Yisrael, the B'chal B'chemes mitzvah v'achom ha'zayin ha'amamim. Okay. And that you require melech b'teres milchama. B'shar rotzeis, it's mochemes rishus. And you require from that bezin, rishus bezin, and Sanhedrin. And what about Urim Tumim? We'll see about it. Okay, let's see how the Rambam deals with Urim Tumim. Shetero is a different issue. So we have no clue of what the Rambam is talking about. Because the Rambam over here is interested in minyan mitzvahs. And what mitzvahs depend upon Melech and Novi or whatever it is. So unless it's just like a doubling, and he means kibush arotzeis is basically lochomos, I have no clue. But that's not very exciting to say that's pshat in Rambam.
Is the mitzvah mechama?
We'll talk about it. Which mitzvah? There's mechemes mitzvah, which you have two of them. You have mechemes mitzvah, mechemes zayin amim is one mitzvah. And you'll see. I was going to talk about this a little bit in another few minutes, but I'll just tell you now and then we'll get. I think you look in Kuf Pei Ches and Kuf Pei Tes. What's the mitzvah say? What's Kuf Pei Ches? What's Kuf Pei Zayin? Kufpe Zayin? Okay. Zayin Am is Kufpe Zayin. I'm sorry. Kufpe Zayin is Zayin Am. Okay. Kufpe Ches is Amolek. Okay. What's Kufpe Tes? Okay. Kufpe Tes is Amolek. Kuf Tzadi. What's Kuf Tzadi? Now Kuf Tzadi is an important thing. Okay. Shal Mechomis, right? What does it say there?
Ha-mishpach.
No, what did it say by you? What is that kapach?
Yeah, but he's wrong. It's Yivush and it's Tzaveim L'chom Hashem, but it's Shran, it says here.
What?
It's a Shran.
Oh. What's that? Yeah. Okay, no, it's just Oh, that's important. Okay. But it's a mitzvah, okay? It's a mitzvah. Shahu umois vizui hanikris milchemes rishus. That's all I want there. Zuhi hanikris milchemes rishus. So whatever that is, that's the shurana means it's the hera in the Torah that the Torah had about what you do with milchemes rishus. And that is a mitzvah minyan mitzvah. So there's a mitzvah of two mitzvahs of milchemes mitzvah. One called Zayin Amim, the other called Amalek. And then you have one mitzvah called the Heiros, the Shrana, the Heiros of Muhammad Sushus.
Meaning the Muhammad itself is not a mitzvah, just how to act in the Muhammad is.
The Heiros of how to act. Yeah. To act, okay? Yeah, that's probably true. In Muhammad's mitzvah, the Heiro is the Muhammad, okay? The Mechemes Rishus, he'll tell you how to do it. And what does he say there more? Does he have anything more that he says about it?
Kisha Nilcham Imam.
Yeah. The whole din of Kriya L'Sholem and Nat Sholem and whatever it is, it's interesting how that compares to Mishnah Torah, because there's Kriya L'Sholem, even Mechemes Rishus, Mechemes Mitzvah and Mechemes Rishus in Mishnah Torah. Okay, whatever it is, okay, correct? It's the seder of what we do mechemes rishus, and then there's something called mechemes mitzvah. Okay, but kibush harotzos doesn't fit into any categories. That's my main point there. Correct.
He says kibush haaretz kapach.
Yeah, kibush haaretz. That's what he puts. Harotzos.
He says haaretz. And then
sharish. He says haaretz. Right here? Where? Here, he says? Okay, well, that was my mission. One second. That is very, very important. That is very important. One second. The kibush ha'oretz.
Kibush ha'aretzos.
Yeah, that's a very important thing. No, I had both possibilities, but then... But then it's very strange. Hamilchoma.
It's different.
Yeah, that's not kibush. So what does it mean? What's milchoma? Milchoma, you would have said stam, because before, see, it's also crazy, excuse me. Because before he says mechemes rishus, where you differentiate mechemes rishus and mechemes mitzvah. Here he says milchoma stam, so I thought he meant mechemes mitzvah, mechemes rishus. But if that's what he means by saying milchoma stam, so what does it mean kibush olet? But this translation is very important. We might have to check out another translation. I'll see what's
doing. The Arabic word is balad, which is homeland. So
what?
The Arabic word that he uses for Aretz is al-balad, which is homeland. It's definitely talking only about Aretz.
So. Okay. So.
You're one step ahead of me. Okay, we say that. We're talking about homeland?
I think that's what the Arabs call homeland.
Balad, balad, balad. Okay, say that. Okay, good. Say that. He attended most of the rallies. Okay.
I think they even have a party in there.
Okay, we say that. Okay. So now we're okay, correct? So now there's a difference because Mochemes Mitzvah only requires Melech. Okay, and Mechemes Rishus requires, besides Melech, Sanhedrin. Okay, and that's the Rambam in Perik Hey Halach Aleph and Beis. Ein Melech Nilcham Tchila El Mechemes Mitzvah V'chule. V'achakach Nilcham Mechemes Rishus. Mechemes Mitzvah Ein Otzoch Litabo Rishus Bezdin El Yitzem Me'atzmoi B'choleis. Melech. But Kleifer Om Lotzes, Avo Mochemes Rishus, Eno Moitze Om Bo, El Alpi Beznes Rishim Viechot. Okay? So Mitz Hashem, okay. So let's now, we still have to pick up
this pasuk of lifnei. We have to pick up over here. Lifnei koyin gadol k'moyin gadol k'moy she'amo k'moy she'amo lifnei elozak koyin yamod. Okay.